This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington. The CIA director, George Tenet, insists that he is resigning for personal reasons, but his departure carries very public implications. Tenet says he will leave office in July. That's just as President Bush is seeking re-election and as investigators prepare to release a report on the September 11th attacks. Those attacks and the failure to find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq have added to the pressure to reform U.S. intelligence agencies. And all that is part of the legacy of a director whose supporters say he strengthened his agency. We'll start this morning's coverage with NPR's Mike Schuster.
George Tenet was an especially public head of the CIA, and his most public appearance was on the eve of the invasion of Iraq, when he sat behind Secretary of State Powell in the UN Security Council to bolster the now discredited intelligence case that Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction were a grave threat. This has had far-reaching consequences, says Daniel Byman, who follows intelligence issues at the Georgetown University School of Foreign Service.
The fallout from the Iraq WMD issue in particular is going to leave policymakers for years or even more highly skeptical of CIA assessments or intelligence community assessments on sensitive issues.
One other episode has raised questions about Tenet's judgment and whether he stepped over the line from dispassionate provider of intelligence to policy advocate. That was his characterization to President Bush, reported in Bob Woodward's book, that the intelligence on Iraq's weapons of mass destruction was so good, it was a slam dunk.
The use of that particular sports metaphor may have done terrible damage to the nation, and one has to hold Tenet responsible for that.
Greg Thielman was a longtime official at the State Department's Bureau of Intelligence and Research. The Bureau's dissenting view on WMD in Iraq was ignored by Tenet and the White House.
It's hard not to conclude that Tenet knew exactly what the White House wanted to hear, saw himself as much more the provider of arguments to buttress the administration's case rather than the provider of objective intelligence and the means of correcting presidential misunderstandings of what was going on in the Middle East.
Tenet himself cast his 7 years as director of Central Intelligence in a positive light yesterday during farewell remarks to employees gathered at the CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia.
This I say with exceptional pride. The Central Intelligence Agency and the American intelligence community are stronger now than they were when I became DCI 7 years ago, and they will be stronger tomorrow than they are today.
His supporters say he does have much to be proud of. He reestablished high morale at the CIA, they say, after decades of disparagement. He improved the agency's covert operations capabilities. And most significantly for some analysts, he reestablished the CIA's close relationship with the President of the United States, the agency's most important intelligence consumer. Kevin O'Connell, who heads the RAND Corporation's Intelligence Policy Center, says the judgments on Iraq were honest mistakes.
I believe there were legitimate errors in intelligence analysis and judgment. What I don't believe in this case is that intelligence was politicized. Some of the evidence may have been sketchier now in hindsight than we would like it to have been. Some of it may have in fact been wrong. But given the data starting from the early 90s, it is understandable to see why analysts would have come to that conclusion.
For Daniel Byman of the Georgetown School of Foreign Service, George Tenet's record as CIA director is mixed. He points on the positive side to Tenet's justified skepticism of the assertions of a connection between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda.
He is certainly enthusiastic, to say the least, about the intelligence on Iraq's WMD programs. But at the same time, he is going against what would be a politically useful argument for the administration on Iraq and terrorism. So I think he's going in both cases where he saw the intelligence pointing.
In the end, it's fair to say that the job of CIA director is an inherently ambiguous one. The line between policy advocate and provider of honest intelligence is not always clear. George Tenet is certainly not the first and won't be the last CIA director to have become an advocate for the president's policies in order to maintain a good relationship with the president himself. Mike Schuster, NPR News.